Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Abe Hamilton. Hey, check out our Facebook page. We are keeping it live and fresh.
We're keeping it real.
I think it's, I'm not sure, but I think it's
not. Who's in the house?
I think that's not. No, it's in the 90s. I think you're back to the 90s, Ed, and you think you're hip.
That's as modern as I can get.
You think you're hip. That's a contradiction. Hip's not even a hip word anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, right back at you then,
yeah,
right?
I condemn Far myself
out.
There.
Far out, man.
Groovy. All right. What else you got, Ed? Can you top my groovy?
I can. Yes. That's Boss.
That's Boss?
That's Boss. Well, that goes back to the 50s.
That's supposed to be regional 50s, huh?
Wow. Oh, no. That's Boss. That's the Beat Generation.
Is that 60s? 50s? Oh, Bop. Okay.
Boss. That's Boss.
Well,
I think this is going to take two.
Yeah, I think it has. I think we've reached the bottom of this one. We can revisit pop culture
later.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Coming up momentarily, Dr. Ed Holliday and Dr. Alveda King will be with us.
And Alex McFarland.
He's going to be on too?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the book Bedrock Truths, 8 Compromising Principles for America Now. Dr. Alveda King's been on with us many times before. Ed's been with us a few times. We've talked. Alveda King is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and a wonderful Christian lady. We look forward to talking to her. First of all, Steve Jordahl from American Family News walked across the street to be with us to tell us what's happening in the world. What's going on?
All the way across the street. Good morning, Tim. American Family Association has a brand new action alert out. If you go to onenewsnow.com, or very soon, if not right now, you will see this action alert. There is a mall in Sarasota, Florida, called the University Town Center Mall, which has sent out a directive.
Before you continue, folks, please pay attention to this story because you're not going to believe it. And then you're going to hear it, and you're going to have to say, what did he just say? Because I don't believe that really happened.
Right.
So pay attention to this story. So where is this now?
Sarasota, Florida.
All right.
And the mall is the University Town Center Mall. They sent out a directive, and the directive says, quote, for choral groups, choirs, the mall prefers no clearly recognizable Christian music, such as carols sung in English, spirituals, or gospels.
Now, you're talking about they're getting ready for the
Christmas season, right.
Or the holiday shopping season, whatever you prefer.
But they're getting Silent Night, gone.
But what's going on here is the mall has officially sent out a memo, which you just read from, to all the choirs who would be coming to their mall to perform during the you-know-what season.
And the season that shall not be named.
Yeah, the season shall not be
named. The Voldemort
season. Where we celebrate the birth of you-know-who. Okay? And so this mall sends out a memo, and they're telling people, they're telling all the groups. Well, I'll read it. And by the way, is it onenewsnow.com yet? Because I know it's at afa.net.
It is at afa.net.
It is at afa.net. I was told in about 5 minutes, probably 2 or 3 minutes. It takes a while to refresh the page.
Maybe Walker's put it up now on our Facebook page for Today's Issues. But anyway, I know if you go to afa.net and click on the action alert, which is on the right side of the page, you can read all about this. But what's happened, so the mall sends out this memo to the community, and they say, among other things, quote, for choral groups, the mall prefers no clearly recognizable Christian music such as carols sung in English, spirituals,
or gospel.
So this is, go ahead.
I wasn't trying to say anything. It is up at onenewsnow.com
okay.
now.
Okay. Yep. But this is not funny.
You can't talk about Christ unless it's in a foreign language.
Yeah, that's what they're trying. These are anti-Christian bigots.
They said you could sing these Christmas songs if they were sung in German or French or some other language.
Which is good for Silent Night, which was written in German. originally.
Okay.
But their point is that they don't want anything talked about Jesus Christ.
During Christmas.
while their mall is staying afloat because people buy Christmas gifts.
Right.
Now, you know, this is so. You say, well, this is nuts. Yeah, it's nuts. This is what the secular humanist progressive movement in this country. This is the kind of thing that they want to do is purge people. You know, even some of our fellow Christians, they say, oh, what does it matter whether people say Merry Christmas or not? You guys are overreacting to this. It does matter. I'm going to tell you why it matters. These groups, these people want to purge Jesus Christ and Christianity out of the public square.
Right.
In every form that they can. And so the reason they don't want to allow for Christmas music during Christmas season at their mall, for example, is because it mentions Jesus Christ. And they just cannot stand that.
So the Christmas thing is a symptom of a larger issue.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why the intentional changing. Now, we've won a lot of battles in this respect. Merry Christmas has been brought back and saved, not just because of AFA, but other groups too. But it is important. It's not just something trivial. It does matter because if you if you purge Christ from Christmas and Christmas from America, then you don't have to identify any longer. Yeah, you get further and further and further away from your Christian heritage, and to a more secular society.
And this is now the reason we made this into an action alert. We are asking people to take action. Call the University Town Center Mall, connect with the University Town Center Mall, or email the University Town Center Mall. And so you can find out how to do that. It's very easy to do it. We'll give you the phone numbers, give you the email address if you just simply go to afa.net or soon onenewsnow.com and click on the action alert. Now, folks, this is a battle we can win because I am guessing that the stores that are at that mall, if they hear the word boycott, because you're not going to allow Christmas songs with the word with the actual word in it, I think they're going to put pressure on that mall right away and reverse this policy. As far as I know, we are the first organization to break this story.
Yeah.
Somebody got a hold of this internal memo that was sent out, sent it to us. We can get this turned around in a hurry, but you've got to take action.
Yeah. So what do people need to do?
Go to afa.net. On the right-hand side, you'll see a little box that says Action Alert. You click on that. This story is our most recent Action Alert. You'll have links to the memo. You can read the memo for yourself. Also, the phone number will be provided, or if you prefer to email, it will be provided for you, and you can easily take action. We can get this policy reversed, and we'll publicize it so that other malls will get the message.
Yeah, this is just insane. But it represents the open hostility that so many of these, as we keep calling them secular humanists or secular progressives, have toward Christianity. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Well, now on the phone with us is Dr. Alveda King joining us from Atlanta, I assume. Maybe not. Maybe she's on the road. Dr. King, are you with us?
I'm here, and I'm actually in Atlanta. Hello, gentlemen.
Okay.
Say hello to all of you and the listening audience. Hi, everybody.
Well, thank you, Alveda. Dr. King has been a friend of ours for a long time and a frequent guest on American Family Radio. In studio is Dr. Ed Holliday. Ed and Alveda and our good friend Dr. Alex McFarlane have written a book called Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, everyone.
How'd you and Alveda and Alex get together to write this book here?
Well, actually,
it about?
Well, a couple years ago, we knew that we'd be having a presidential election coming up, elections, and we thought there needed to be something that would glue conservatives together, bedrock truths, and it's about marriage, about life, about the principles that we need to stand on. So that's we got together and put together this book.
Now, Alveda. 8 Uncompromising Principles for America. That's your subtitle. Don't you know that politics is about compromising? What are you trying to say here?
that's certainly a difference between compromise and then just Christian integrity. So the compromise that happens in politics, and I used to be a politician. I was elected to office twice, presidential appointee, and it just wore me out because the compromise is always looming, and I had to stand on integrity. So it was a very difficult role, but I did get some good bills passed and all of that. But there are some principles that are just timeless. They are eternal. And I did want to give a shout-out to Will and Mickey over at Urban Radio, too. You know, I have a little show on there with them. I wasn't mentioning that. That's the American Family also. But I working with Dr. Alex and Dr. Ed and I are working together, and I was honored to deal with the issues of race and life. Acts 17:26 says, of one blood God made all people to dwell on the face of the earth, and abundant life should be from conception until natural death. And they, of course, invited me to join them. And we've had just so many people to get that book, thank us for it. It's just a joy.
How do you order the book, Ed?
Well, I think you can go to Alveda's website or Alex's website or my website, and Amazon has
y'all
it.
Y'all got websites?
Yeah, I believe we got websites. So
I need a website. I don't have a website. The book is called Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. It's excellent. It's an excellent read, and it's
concise too. Yeah. It's not that. Listen, we also have Dr. Alex McFarland. We got three doctors on the show today. So, Alex, you on with us?
I am here.
Why? Let's get your take on why this is such a critical book for this critical moment in our history.
Oh, well, thanks for having us all on, and I want to commend Dr. Ed Holliday for having kind of the vision for this book. And again, what a profound honor to collaborate with Dr. Alveda King. That's just an honor beyond words. But I wrote three chapters for the book. I wrote a chapter on immigration, a chapter on military preparedness, and also a chapter on a Christian approach to politics, why the church really should speak out on moral, social, and political issues. So we think this book will kind of bring a lot of people up to speed on the church's call to be salt and light in the culture.
Dr. King, and we were talking with Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King. Dr. King, why is it, in the news so much here over the last 6 months or so, racial issues have kind of boiled to the surface? What is the role of the church as we see frustration, we see anger, a lot of people saying, yeah, but not all cops are bad. What is the church's role in trying to bring peace? Because we are called to be peacemakers.
The church's role is to debunk the several thousand year old lie that we are separate races. There's one human race. Acts 17:26 says we are one blood. So we need to teach the Bible, represent the Bible. And Dr. Alex, Dr. Ed, and I do that very well. We've never had any challenges based upon skin color. We regard our ethnicities, and I guess we've referenced that and talked about it. For instance, I'm part Irish. My granddaddy's grandfather, Nathan Branham King, was born in Ireland. Mama King, his wife, her grandfather was a freed slave. My mama's people were part Cherokee. So that makes me a human being. We understand that. So the church has to debunk the lie that we are of separate races. My uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., would often say, my dad's brother, Reverend A.D. King, we must learn to live together as brothers, and I added sisters, or perish as fools. Even one of the biggest arguments that is still going on today, causing terrorism and murder, along with skin color in America, based on usually the African-Americans and the Caucasians. But Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. Isaac was chosen because through his bloodline, through those generations, Mary would birth Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That was a very strategic selection by God for a nation. And he put up with that nation and still does and loves them dearly. But he said he was going to bless Ishmael. So you've got a family feud between basically two brothers who want their daddy's love so much that they'll change even the basis of spirituality in these arguments. So we are not separate races. We are one human race who's in need of a loving Savior. And we can model that. as the Christian church if we can get over this skin color stuff.
We're talking to Dr. Alveda King from Atlanta. Why she would choose to live in Atlanta driving that traffic, I have no idea.
God, it wears me out.
Yeah, I've been in that, and you know, you want to lose your religion. You drive, take Atlanta traffic. But anyway, Dr. King, we know you've got to go, but we appreciate you being on with us, and we're going to continue this conversation with your colleagues here. But thank you so much for your friendship and your leadership, and just keep up the good fight, okay?
Thank you. God bless all of you. Love you.
Okay,
God bless you
too. Alveda. Dr. Alveda King, boy, she's a pro-life champion. She's just so many things. We need to pray for her. Ed, I know you've been friends with her for quite a long time.
For many years, and that's one reason this book came about. And I do believe that we've hit some of the bedrock truths. And Alveda is such a wonderful asset for America. And
Amen.
I believe God has put her in a position to help America now. And she has a leadership position that a lot of people need to hear what she has to say, because her words are healing words.
Amen.
And that's one reason I was so enthusiastic about putting this book together.
What's your contribution to the book Bedrock Truths?
Well, I put in the chapters about marriage, standing strong on marriage being between one man and one woman. I also had a chapter on
Don't you know
economy.
It's unacceptable today?
Well, that's what, you go
to
the
limit marriage to a man and a woman.
Thank goodness the Republican platform still stands strong.
That's important, I think, you know, because we lost at the Supreme Court level.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrongly decided. We all believe that here.
By one vote.
By one vote. But that's what the Supreme Court ruled. But you're saying the Republican Party thought it was so important, that is marriage, that despite the fact that the Supreme Court had already ruled on this, that they wanted to say where the Republican Party stood on the issue. And what is it?
Well, the Republican platform stands strongly for marriage between a man and a woman. And that's one of the things in this book. I want to encourage people to, you know, the battle's not over. You know, when liberals get beat, they just keep coming at you again and again and again. The conservatives got to stop giving up and keep working for what they know is true. These bedrock truths, they're not going to go away 100 years from now. They're going to still be bedrock truths because they're grounded in the Word of God.
Hey, on a political level, do you see a war coming between the on the Republican side between the establishment and the conservatives?
Well,
is the war already going on?
Well, of course, the war is going on. In a couple of weeks, we're going to something's going to happen. Either Hillary Clinton will be president elect, or Donald Trump will. And no matter which way it goes, there's going to be some battles within the Republican Party. And is that good for America? Well, I think
I just bring that up.
Have to speak up.
I just bring that up because the marriage issue, for example, the life issue, for example, there's a lot of people who are Republican establishment types who, not all of them, some quote establishment would be okay on these issues, but a lot of them, they want to pretend like they're on your side when they need your votes, Abe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes time to do something, to actually do something in D.C., having to do with these issues, they don't say much.
Yeah. Tim,
go ahead, Doc.
Well, I just want to say,
I was
at the Republican National Convention as a delegate this time, and now I wasn't on the committee that drafted.
Oh, you went to Philadelphia? Cleveland.
I was there at Cleveland and voted on it. But the platform committee, they worked hard, and they were hit. And I heard from several of them how they were hit time and time again by more liberal or moderate Republicans trying to change their decision, and they held strong, and it took a lot of prayer and a lot of work and a lot of people working hard on that committee, on that platform committee, to come out with a strong and probably the strongest, most conservative platform we've had. So there's within the Republican Party those who want to stand strong on these bedrock truths.
Alex, what do you think about what I've just talked about?
Well, you know, it really makes me sad that the Republican hierarchy has worked so hard to see that Donald Trump loses. And, you know, I remember Lindsey Graham spoke so negatively of Mr. Trump, and Mitt Romney has.
And of Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham hated Ted Cruz, too.
Right.
And you know, think about this, folks. And again, I would urge people to pray for this election, maybe even fast and pray. But
we're calling for that. American Family Association, American Family Radio, among other groups, for the Monday prior to the Tuesday national election, a day of prayer and fasting.
Amen.
For our country.
Because, we're talking about religious freedom. We're talking about life. We're talking about the Supreme Court. We're talking about our relationship with the nation of Israel and so much. Guys, I just spent an hour this morning with a pastor having a heart-to-heart, and I believe his mind was changed. But let me say this. The Trump-Pence ticket has brought so many thousands of people, so much enthusiasm, and I would hate to see what could be a very positive movement squandered. I'll just tell you, in my hometown of Greensboro, North Carolina, three times now the Trump ticket has filled up the Greensboro Coliseum where they have played the ACC. When Hillary came to town, they went over to the 1,200-seat gymnasium at my old
A rock star when he goes out on these...
He draws the crowds.
He draws it. And that'll be interesting to see whether that can be turned into votes enough to overcome.
I know.
What about North Carolina? Who's going to win North Carolina? Clinton?
I would urge people, please, also to pray for our dear governor, Pat McCrory, who is a good man. He's a godly man. Pat McCrory, Dan Forrest, Paul Newby of the North Carolina Supreme Court have all valiantly stood for morality. They're right on all the issues, but we've got a very heated gubernatorial race, and I would solicit everyone's prayers.
And the governor has stood firm on the HB2, which is
He is a hero. Pat McCrory
champion. That's the law that prohibits men from going into women's bathrooms and changing areas on government-owned property in the state of North Carolina.
Exactly.
That's the so-called bathroom law that the whole world came down on the governor of and the legislature of North Carolina for wanting to keep
And he's in. Under tremendous pressure in that race.
Yeah. And I will say, I've been keeping up with the North Carolina race some, and money is pouring in from the left because they know if they can stop this in North Carolina, no other governor will be brave enough
to stand up.
So conservatives have to stick
together. There are at least 20 states watching North Carolina, and as goes North Carolina, so will go much of the country. And so, we're in a spiritual battle.
Yeah, and this is exactly what we're talking about, folks. It's not so much politics or Republican, Democrat, as it is at the heart. What we're talking about, things here that are part of the spiritual war that's going on in our world, quite frankly, because there are forces, the forces that want to promote a man being able to go into a woman's bathroom or changing area or shower, these are anti-God people. I'm just going to tell it like it is.
You're right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
These are people. They hate God's way of gender separation. Mm-hmm. That's defined in the Bible.
His created order from
the
top to bottom.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, life, you name it, and it's not. You're not overstating it. 2012, God, boo. They're booing God
at the
Democratic National Convention.
They booed God.
You have Hillary Clinton at her speech before the women in the world saying that if you have religious beliefs, and she was speaking in the context of abortion, that do not allow for advances in public policy, your religious beliefs must change. You're not overstating the case by saying that people who hold these positions are virulently anti-God.
Yeah, this is being played out right in front of our eyes, folks, and it's both worldly and spiritual at the same time. What's happening in our country and certainly during this political season, Ed? What's the name of the book and where to get it?
Bedrock Truths. You can go to DocHolliday.org. Doc Holliday with two L's and holiday.org.
DocHolliday.org. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Alex. Appreciate it.
God bless you all.
All right, folks. Pray for our country and check out that action alert we mentioned earlier at AFA.net. AFA.net on the right side of the page about the mall in Florida. We'll see you back here tomorrow.